We've talked about how there hasn't been a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to dealing with coronavirus cases. Different countries have had different levels of restrictions, and this has played out the same way in different American states. Nationwide, the U.S. has seen a decrease in new daily infections since mid-January. At that time, experts said there were more than 270,000 positive tests recorded each day. The latest estimate is that roughly 64,000 positive tests are now recorded daily. But some health officials are concerned that number has plateaued, meaning the improvement might have stalled. According to Johns Hopkins University, some states are holding steady in their numbers of new cases. Some are seeing decreases continue. Others are seeing new cases increase. And what their state governments are requiring varies as well. In Mississippi, for instance, Governor Tate Reeves is allowing businesses to operate at full capacity this week, and he's eliminating Mississippi's requirement that people wear masks in public. But in California, where a mask mandate remains, Governor Gavin Newsom is encouraging people to wear two face coverings at the same time. Despite that divide, several states, regardless of whether they're led by Republicans or Democrats, are taking some steps to ease their restrictions. Health officials say variants, new mutations of coronavirus, may increasingly threaten the U.S. as they have other countries. The Infectious Diseases Society of America says people should continue to wear masks, keep their distance from one another, avoid large gatherings, and frequently wash their hands.